Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have you with me. You know I am. Are you excited? I have a story for you. This is good. You know, I've told you that you can create your own good luck and synchronicities. And sometimes other people have to play a part in that. So here's what happened for this young man today. I happened to pull up to the liquor store just in time. He was out there apparently looking at his phone a lot, like he was waiting for an appointment of some kind. The guys inside the store said, yeah, he's fine. He just seemed to be looming a lot. And then as I got in my car, I noticed the bus go by. He's waving frantically at the bus. He's not at the bus stop, mind you. And the bus driver keeps going. He starts jogging. And it's so hot today. It's just not a conceivable thing that he's going to catch the bus. And so inside me was pull over, at least help him catch up with the bus. So I did. So here we have a scenario with, here's this little sports car and this middle-aged or older, I am, white woman picking up a random stranger dressed all in black with combat boots, a really nice gold grill, and I, you know, he's a black guy. It's not a racist thing. He was black, but he was wearing really black clothes. And so I instantly told him how wasps are attracted to black. Did you know that? Wasps will come. They have a soldier, like a guard. And if he sees black, he's going to come check you out. You swat him, there's more behind him. Do not wear black in the summertime. I'm just saying. So I felt compelled to tell him that. But anyway, in our short ride, he says he's going to the gas station just up the way. I'm like, I will drive you. All this man can do is gush about God, how God is good. The blessing of this is incredible. I got to tell him about the woman at Walgreens as we're driving past the Walgreens. I said, in that store was the day that my wallet was in the car. And this person who wasn't even in line said, don't worry, I got it. And not for nothing. It's just a description, but she was a middle-aged black woman who appeared to be obsessed with her phone, was not in line. I don't know where she came from. She just appeared, I swear to God, and paid for my groceries, $15.46 worth. I thought she was going to reject the amount. No, I meant like a dollar or two for a candy bar, but no, she covered it. No, she disappeared. And as we're driving past Walgreens, I'm going to call him Jerome, because I think that's his name. All he can do is praise God and good timing and the blessings of life. And so I had to share the Walgreens story with him and how miraculous things happen in the timing of it all. Had I not pulled up to the store long enough to see him pacing and waiting for someone or something, and, you know, all the stuff that went with it, then to feel inclined to just whip over off the highway and be like waving him into my car, get in, I'll help you, young man. And as he's gushing his blessings, I got to tell you, the car was so filled with love. I turned to him and I said, I'm the one who feels blessed right now. Really. I am, you know, random acts of kindness rock. They do. So I'm going to encourage you to tap in. If somebody looks like they might need some help and you're called to do it, just trust it. It'll work out. He goes, yeah, this is pretty random. I said, yeah, I just like, I don't know if I've ever done this. It's been a long time since the last time, if there was one, you know? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't keep track of time. If you stay in the now moment, it's a lot lighter. You know, it's part of the art of traveling light, is you're not carrying weights from yesterday, which is ideal, let alone last week. Come on, the world's changing and turning so fast. And so as we find ourselves lighter and brighter, magic can happen. And wave your wand, cue the music for the magic wand sound. Bring magic into your life by being it first and just really stay in that zone. Ask, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? Watch how it works out for you. because it will. And look at that. It, you know, Jerome and I both had just, you know, amazing good luck and good vibes for what, a 4-minute car ride. It was amazing. So I hope you'll be someone's blessing, but first be that to you, and really look around at all the stuff you're surrounded by. You manifested all of it. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, I don't care. You're powerful. I want to call you back out. It's time to remember, you know, if you're a child of the, you know, if you were born in the early 60s, you know, the 70s rocked and how it spoke to activism and taking a stand for your own authority. And you still, if you remember songs like Radar Love by Golden Earring, you're my crowd, okay? Because we know it's still inside of us instinctively, there's things for us to get busy doing. Get busy, child. And that talent or skill that you once had to stand up for your own authority, protest the controllers and the liars, it's time to come back out and polish up those gems that are your skills, and really they're your passion. You were born to do this. You just went to, you know, Distractionville for a while, bought into the money system because that was what they told us to do. But now we get to make it up. Now we get to create our version of peace and paradise and play. Hey, pleasant times. Plus, plus. There's so much we can do. When we come together, it's exponentially more powerful. And that's why I'm sounding the bugle call so that, you know, to one and all that remember what it was like to say, hey, hang on, you know, that For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. It's a great song and it's so relevant for today. So it's time to revive our memories of, hey, hang on, this shit ain't right. And I'm going to link arms with the people that, you know, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. My best song for singing is Happy Birthday, so I just winged it. But I'm talking about that kind of love, to bring that onto the planet. And as we link arms and find each other and remember who we are, it's still in you, hun. You may have gotten distracted or kicked around by a couple dumbasses with their really bad advice or impact on your life, but that's okay. If this resonates with you, consider the bugle call of all, you know, the thing that you've been waiting for, which is other people who are like you. Come on out, lone wolf. Let's form a pack. And gosh, what would be the most fun next? We can manifest some great shit together, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for being with me today. I can't wait to see what's next. Good things are coming quick. When you ask and then you look for a sign, like, hang on, is that, did I really get that right? Yeah. Ask for a sign about an idea you have and follow that hunch. Okay. It starts by having a good time even before the sign. How can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? No. Let it guide you to a good time and watch what happens. This is Lonnie Ray, clearing her throat, hoping the best for all of us. I'd rather focus on that than anything else. How about you? This is Lonnie Ray. I'll talk to you another day. I'm out for now, but I'll be back.